Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5:30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. The Bishop of Derry and Raphoe has confirmed a new senior cathedral appointment in Donegal. The Minister for Children has come under pressure in the Dáil over the government's handling of the defective concrete block crisis. Donegal County Council has marked the start of Ireland's presidency of the Council of the European Union, and a Donegal councillor has called for an investigation into why he couldn't hear what was happening at the County Council AGM this week. All these stories in full and more, and we'll have a full update of all the sport with Mark Gallagher at around 5:45. But first, the Bishop of Derry and Raphoe has confirmed a new senior cathedral appointment in Donegal. Bishop Andrew Forster has announced the appointment of Reverend Chris Matchett as a canon of St. Eunan's Cathedral. He will take up the stall previously held by Canon David Skuse, who's retired after 37 years in ministry. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
The North Donegal clergyman has been appointed to a senior diocesan role with immediate effect. While a date has yet to be confirmed for his formal service of installation, the appointment is now active. Canon Chris Matchett has been named the cathedral chapter of St. Eunan's Cathedral, Raphoe. For the past 3 years, he served as priest in charge of Clondevadoc and Meva parishes in North Donegal, and has also been appointed as a rural dean for the Kilmacrenan East and West Deaneries. Bishop Andrew says the appointment recognises Canon Matchett's faithful service and outstanding leadership, while also paying tribute to his predecessor, Canon David Skuse, who's retired after a long service in the diocese.
The Minister for Children has come under pressure in the Dáil over the government's handling of the defective concrete block crisis. Donegal Deputy Charles Ward again raised concerns about 25 childcare facilities in the county affected by crumbling concrete, while also questioning when promised reductions in childcare fees will be introduced. The 100% redressed TD says the response to the impact the crisis is having on the physical and mental health of children has been unacceptable. Deputy Ward claims Minister Norma Foley does not want to face the reality of the situation.
25 facilities will not be here in 10 years' time. Where are the children going to go that are coming through? And they're not dealing with a situation, and the situation is getting worse. 25 at the moment, that will increase. And the fact of the matter is the other aspect of it too. We're dealing with a childcare situation in Donegal where there's 2,000 children waiting on lists to go into childcare facilities. And this is affecting parents who are then unable to work. So they have to address this, and they have to bring in their election promise of €200 a month childcare. Instead, children going to creches in Donegal are currently facing charges of upwards of €180 per week. This is having a real effect on families throughout Donegal.
Why do you think there's been this lack of engagement from the Minister?
Because they don't want to be tied down to the fact that they're allowing children to go into childcare facilities that are structurally unsound and unsafe. That's what it comes down to. We've got a Minister for Children who will not acknowledge through a question that there's children going in to childcare facilities that are not fit for children to be in, and that's the reality.
Without a scheme for playgroups and creches, they do face closure, as you mentioned. What is the feeling within these communities?
Well, if you just look what's currently going on, look at Ardra, look at Letterkenny, look at Raphoe. These are people who are the best in the world, early childhood educators who are being treated appallingly by the government, not treated rightly, not paid properly, and then in their communities holding it together, educating children, young children, in buildings that are not fit for purpose. It's shameful.
The Taoiseach says Ireland will give the presidency of the European Council its all. Micheál Martin has formally launched the government's 6 month term at Dublin Castle. Jessica Woodlock is there.
The Irish flag, the flag of the European Council, and flags of its member states were raised in this afternoon's ceremony. Sitting in the front row was Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who addressed the crowds of TDs and dignitaries, thanking Ireland for its help in the war against Russia, but appealing for more to be done in terms of sanctions. He also called for Europe to clamp down on Russian companies operating within the EU. It's being viewed as a potential dig at Ahenish Alumina.
Unfortunately, there are companies in Europe that are owned or effectively controlled by Russia and its sanctions oligarchs. They keep supplying the aggressor.
The event marks the formal launch of Ireland's hosting of the European presidency. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says it's an important moment.
We have weathered storms and crises together, and we have celebrated in joy together, knowing that we are always stronger together.
The ceremony wrapped up around 3:30 with some ceol, poetry and Seanos dancing.
Also today, Donegal County Council marked the start of Ireland's presidency of the council with a flag-raising ceremony in Lifford. The Irish, EU and Polish flags were raised at County House to symbolise support for the six-month presidency and Donegal's strong European links. Cathaoirleá Councillor Gary Doherty said it is a proud moment for Donegal and an opportunity to highlight cooperation, inclusion and shared progress across Europe. The county has been paired with Poland for a programme of cultural and community events running throughout the presidency, celebrating Polish heritage and strengthening local European connections. A Donegal councillor has called for an investigation into why he couldn't hear what was happening at the County Council AGM this week. Councillor Frank McBrearty, who was attending remotely, says people could hear him but he couldn't hear them, and he believes his laptop connection may have been interfered with. He raised the issue at a meeting of Lifford's Northern Municipal District this morning. Councillor McBrearty confirmed he has submitted a query to the council's meetings administrator and suggested this and other matters could end up in the courts. Donegal has recorded the second lowest average house price in the country last year. New CSO figures show the average price rose by 5% from €166,500 in 2024 to €175,600 in 2025. Despite the increase, the county remains among the most affordable housing markets in Ireland. The data also shows the number of property transactions fell slightly by 1% to 1,698. A man's been arrested following the theft of a van in Derry this morning. He's been detained on suspicion of drug possession and a number of motoring offences. With this report, here's Donal Kavanagh.
Police say the blue transit van was reported stolen shortly after 5 o'clock this morning from outside an address in the Waterside area. Shortly before 20 past 8, there was a sighting of the vehicle on Buncrana Road. Officers were able to stop the van and they arrested a 23-year-old man at the scene on suspicion of taking a motor vehicle without authority, using a motor vehicle without insurance, driving when unfit through drink or drugs, driving while disqualified, and possession of a Class B controlled drug. Inquiries are ongoing. Police are urging anyone who may have captured footage of the van between 5:15 and 8:20 this morning or has information about it to make contact with them.
A Donegal TD has urged government to rethink the planned reintroduction of fuel taxes during the dull summer break. Deputy Padraig McLaughlin claims fuel credits were introduced ahead of elections to win votes and says it took public protest to secure cuts in fuel excise. He has questioned what impact the changes will have on households in the months ahead, particularly as winter approaches. Deputy McLaughlin also says the carbon tax is disproportionately affecting rural communities.
People who say don't increase it are attacked by government. Here's the reality if you live in a place like Donegal. You don't have the option to drive an electric vehicle in the main. So you're not choosing to purchase petrol and diesel. That's what you have to get by, to get to work, to study, to do what you do, to earn a living in a place like Donegal. So you're being penalised for a choice you don't have. Also in terms of home heating oil. I mean, you don't have the resources to retrofit your home. No, a huge amount of money, particularly older people. So that's why you have reliance on home heating oil heavily in places like Donegal. So stop talking about it as if people are backward when they say you shouldn't penalise people for living in rural communities.
A summer event planned for Truss Loch has been cancelled due to a lack of entries for its main raft race competition. Organisers of the Truss Loch Summer Splash say despite significant planning and preparation, there were not enough teams entered to make the event viable. The cancellation also means the children's section of the event will no longer go ahead. Organisers have apologised for the disappointment and thanked the public for their understanding. Riyad Bushakir has been found guilty of the attempted murder of three children in a stabbing in Dublin City over 2 years ago. The 52-year-old of no fixed address has also been found guilty of five further charges relating to the incident at Parnell Square on the 23rd of November 2023. Emily Keegan has this report, which listeners may find upsetting.
Alternative verdicts had been opened to the jury for the first three charges against Riyad Bushakir, but the nine men and three women concluded he was guilty of the attempted murder of two girls and one boy. The court previously heard the most seriously injured girl in this attack has a lifelong, life-limiting disability after being stabbed in the heart. Riyad Bushakir has also been found guilty of stabbing childcare worker Leanne Flynn, causing her serious harm as she tried to protect the children, and of assaulting two further children and a French man who intervened in the attack. The faith and final charge he has been found guilty of is a knife offence. He showed no reaction as the verdicts were read to the court. Judge Tony Hunt said the verdicts were entirely in line with the evidence heard in the trial and a sentence hearing has been set for the 12th of October.
A Donegal resident says repeated errors on Irish language road signs highlight a lack of fluency and oversight within the council. Dara O'Neill raised the issue after spotting an incorrect Irish spelling for Letterkenny on a sign at the entrance of Newton Cunningham. The sign included a mistake where the letter D was used instead of an A, reading Letterkenden instead of the correct Letterkennen. Speaking on this morning's Greg Hughes show, Mr O'Neill says the error is not isolated.
And as I was driving back home one day then, maybe two weeks ago, back to Newton Cunningham where I live myself, I noticed there was a misspelling on the Letterkenny sign. And I couldn't believe it because I thought it was a once off and turns out it wasn't. And since then, I've actually noticed three other misspelled Letterkenny signs, one in Buncrana, one in Letterkenny and one in Burnfoot as well.
So just in relation to the Letterkenny sign, so effectively the only difference is the a D instead of an A. Now, is that quite literally the stroke of a keyboard, or no, is that a misunderstanding of the translation of Letterkenny?
Depending on the location, different names have different meanings, and translations kind of change depending on different areas. But what happened with the Letterkenny sign in Newton Cunningham was that in the Irish language, you'll notice that the italics are kind of slanted for the spelling of Irish place names on road signs. Mm-hmm. And to get the A sign, to get the A letter, what they do is they actually use a D. And then they shave off the top. So what happened there is they used the D and they just forgot to shave off that part. And then in the road sign on in Buncrana for Letterkenny, they spelt it C-A-N-A-N-I-N-N. So they've got A-N in twice where they shouldn't have.
There have been 1,828 new car registrations in Donegal so far in 2026. This represents an increase of 2.15% compared to the same period last year. These figures have been revealed today by the Society of Irish Motor Industry, which tracks nationwide statistics. Overall, new car registrations are down 9.7% nationwide as the July 262 car sale period begins. A Donegal woman says youth mental health support was a turning point in her life after first turning to Jigsaw as a teenager. Ballybuffet native Rachel White, now a campaign officer with Jigsaw, says she first accessed support while still in secondary school. It comes as the charity's 2025 annual report shows waiting times for young people have been cut in half, despite record demand for services. Jigsaw received more than 11,000 referrals last year, the highest in its history, with referrals rising a further 33% so far this year. The organisation's Donegal base is on the Pierce Road in Letterkenny, with calls for more outreach services across the county. Speaking on this morning's Greg Hughes show, Rachel said taking that first step to seek help was difficult.
I think at the time I was really nervous to start going to Jigsaw. You know, I kind of felt all these feelings, and I'd felt that low mood, and it was my mum that had brought me to Jigsaw, and I'm really not sure. I don't know, like, there was a kind of shame in even going. I was like, I don't know. My mum was like, okay, well, how about we go to one session? You can go to one session and you can see how you feel after it. Mm. And I went to that first session and I went in, and I think sometimes literally being able to talk through everything and someone who's just there to purely listen, and you don't feel crazy and you don't feel alone. Mm. And you don't feel, you've got somebody there who can kind of guide you through your own head. It was a kind of funny way of putting it. Yeah. But yeah, a fine-tooth comb, being like, okay, well, why did you feel like that? To question all these things. Whenever you're in your own head, you're like, well, I feel this way.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, why? Or what's happening there? Or what could that possibly be? Someone who's so, and like the Jigsaw clinicians are brilliant, like a brilliant clinician.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports. Find all your GA essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is 5:45 here in Highland Radio, and it's time to go to the sports desk and say good evening to Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Ryan. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. It is approaching half-time in England's clash with the Democratic Republic of Congo in their last 32 match at the FIFA World Cup. DR Congo lead 1-0 thanks to a Brian Sapengo effort after just 7 minutes. The winners of that game will face Mexico in the round of 16. In tonight's other games, Belgium take on Senegal in Seattle from 9, while the USA face Bosnia-Herzegovina in San Francisco at 1 o'clock in the morning. Kylian Mbappe is now joint equal in the all-time World Cup Golden Boot standings. He scored twice in France's 3-0 win against Sweden last night, taking his tournament tally to 6 already. The 27-year-old is now level with Lionel Messi and just one shy of the Argentinian's record 19 World Cup goals. But Mbappe insists the record isn't his main focus.
No. The aim is to go as far as possible, to make it to July the 19th, to come back here and try to win. We're taking it step by step. Then, of course, the more goals you score, the higher you climb in the table. I focus more on the opponents we might face and how close we're getting to our goal.
In transfer news, Liverpool have completed the signing of France under-21 centre-back Jeremy Jacquet from Rennes. The club reached an agreement for the 20-year-old back in January, with the deal reportedly worth close to €70 million. And close at home, Galway United have signed Conor Gleeson as short-term goalkeeping cover. The Galway GAA player has been drafted in following their exit from the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship at the weekend. Moving on to tennis, Serena Williams' hopes of playing in the doubles at Wimbledon are in doubt after she picked up an injury in her singles comeback. The 44-year-old is due to be partnered with her sister Venus tomorrow, reuniting on a Grand Slam court for the first time since 2022. The younger sibling's knee swelled up during defeat to Maya Joint last night on centre court. Well, men's defending champion Yannick Sinner is into round three. He defeated Portuguese player Nuno Borges in straight sets earlier, 7-6, 7-6, 6-4. Sinner admits he's just relieved to have overcome another tough challenge.
Second set was very, very tough. Felt like first couple of sets we were serving very well, so there were not a lot of, you know, exchanges. But overall, you know, these kind of matches when you don't have a lot of control, I'm very happy, you know. Two wins and, of course, now we see what's coming.
Shortly, seven-time champion Novak Djokovic plays Stefanos Tsitsipas on centre court. Women's world number one Aryna Sabalenka is safely through to round three after a 6-1, 7-6 win over American McCartney Kessler. Now on centre court, Barbara Krejcikova is a set down against French Open champion Mira Andreeva. In rugby, the draw for the pool stage of next season's Champions Cup was made in Dublin this afternoon. Munster have been drawn in the same pool as holders Bordeaux, as well as the Stormers, Racing, Bristol and Gloucester. Leinster are in pool one with Glasgow, Pau, Sale, Leicester and Clermont. Connacht are in pool two with Toulouse, the Lions, Saracens, La Rochelle and Exeter. And in the Challenge Cup, Ulster are in pool one alongside the Cheetahs, Perpignan, Zebre, Dragons and Bayonne. In boxing, promoter Eddie Hearn has hinted that Katie Taylor's homecoming fight at Croke Park could be broadcast on free-to-air TV in Ireland. DAZN have secured the global broadcast rights for the card on September 5th, but Hearn hasn't ruled out the prospect of the event being shown on terrestrial TV here.
Those conversations are happening. I mean, you've got to marry that with DAZN are paying a lot of money to make it possible, yeah. But also we want to make sure as many people see it as we can, and they're open to that as well. So those conversations are ongoing, and I wouldn't be surprised as well if there was an additional broadcast on September 5th.
In Gaelic games, the draw for the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal GAA Club Football Championships will take place here on Highland Radio this evening. Oisín Kelly will be bringing you the full draw live from Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure in Letterkenny. The much-anticipated draw gets underway at 7.05 this evening, just after the 7 o'clock news. And staying with GAA, the Donegal All-County League Minor Final takes place at Park Neave Columba in Glenswally this evening. Neave Connell face old foes St Junans with throw-in at 7 o'clock. Finally, the North West Racing Board have been forced to postpone the Big Isle races that were due to take place this evening. The race field has suffered severe flooding and ground conditions have made it impossible to proceed. The event will now be held at a later date, which will be confirmed as soon as possible. That's all from the Sports Desk for today, but don't forget to tune in later for the Donegal GAA Championship draws just after 7 o'clock. Back to you, Ryan.
Thank you very much, Mark. Minister Marian Harkin says the new rural and Gaeltacht planning guidelines, which are being implemented, will help keep schools, post offices and other facilities open. She says there will be a very strict requirement that houses approved under the guidelines must be primary family homes, which means they will be lived in, boosting populations in the local areas. Minister Harkin says this will bring consistency and clarity to rural housing issues.
Subject to proper planning, wastewater, etc., for the first time in 20 years, there will be a different approach to building a one-off house in the rural areas. Just look, for example, at the impact of the Cuiconia scheme in Donegal alone in 2025. Would you believe there was over 1,060 houses approved in 2025 alone under that scheme. So you can see how important this scheme will be, because it will have fair, clear and consistent approach to rural planning.
So many discussions here in Donegal and elsewhere across the country about the risk of schools closing, about post offices closing, about local community facilities closing. The more people you have in a community, the more chance you have of keeping that school, keeping that teacher, keeping that post office.
Look, it's all part of the same process. And there are restrictions around this that will help in the direction that you speak of, because this has to be your first home built in that rural area. There's a few very limited exceptions, but crucially, the condition is that the house is to be used as a permanent main home for at least 10 years and cannot be used for short-term rentals during that period. So this policy is designed to get people not just building, but living in rural areas.
There was a 46.5% increase in the number of patients admitted without a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital in June compared with the same month last year. The latest figures from the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, which tracks overcrowding in hospitals nationwide, show that 554 patients were treated on trolleys at the hospital last month. That's up from 378 in June of last year. Meanwhile, overcrowding at Sligo University Hospital also worsened, with the number of patients admitted without a bed almost doubling, rising by 90% year on year. Almost €1.5 million has been approved for the Letterbrick water supply project in Clohan. Deputy Patrick O'Gallagher says following multiple meetings, Junior Environment Minister Christopher O'Sullivan has approved the funding, which will deliver a permanent solution for more than 50 households that have experienced poor water quality and unreliable supply for far too long. Well, local councillor Martin Scanlon says the importance of this announcement cannot be overstated.
I don't think there's any words to describe how changing this will be for the area of Letterbrick. For over 40 years, there's been a campaign to try and get adequate water services to the area. And finally, after many false dawns, it's eventually been announced. Taking into consideration, you know, the size of this project and the amount of houses involved and the geographics of it spread throughout the area, the cost that was involved, we knew it was going to be difficult. But thank God it has prevailed, and there's a lot of people up in the area that has kept their shoulder to the wind on this. A lot of locals, you know, we have Eddie Moy up there, whose own late mother would have been one of the first committees set up back in the early 80s to see about getting water to this area, and John Gallagher, the likes, you know, that have worked diligently over the years. And I do have to thank Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher, who has supported this project through and through, and the fruits of his labour has come to pass.
And the weather, cloudy at first tonight with rain and drizzle becoming patchier as it clears eastwards with some clear spells developing later. Lowest temperatures of 10 to 14 degrees as fresh and gusty southwest to west winds ease through the night. Largely dry tomorrow with a mix of cloudy and sunny spells. A few showers will occur mainly in the west where it will be cloudiest. Highest temperatures of 15 to 20 degrees tomorrow in light to moderate westerly breezes, fresher at times on the northern coasts. A look back at today's top stories. The Bishop of Derry, Andrew Foe, has confirmed a new senior cathedral appointment in Donegal. Bishop Andrew Forster has announced the appointment of Reverend Chris Matchett as a canon of St Eunan's Cathedral. He will take up the stall previously held by Canon David Skuse, who has retired after 37 years in the ministry. The Minister for Children has come under pressure in the Dáil over the government's handling of the defective concrete block crisis. Donegal Deputy Charles Ward again raised concerns about 25 childcare facilities in the county affected by crumbling concrete, while also questioning when promised reductions in childcare fees will be introduced. The 100% redress TD says the response to the impact the crisis is having on physical and mental health of children has been unacceptable. Deputy Ward claims Minister Norma Foley does not want to face the reality of the situation. Donegal County Council has marked the start of Ireland's presidency of the Council of the European Union with a flag-raising ceremony in Lifford. The Irish, EU and Polish flags were raised at County House to symbolise support for the six-month presidency and Donegal's strong European links. Cathaoirleach Councillor Gary Doherty said it is a proud moment for Donegal and an opportunity to highlight cooperation, inclusion and shared progress across Europe. The county has been paired with Poland for a programme of cultural and community events running throughout the presidency, celebrating Polish heritage and strengthening local European connections. And a Donegal councillor has called for an investigation into why he couldn't hear what was happening at the County Council AGM this week. Councillor Frank McBrearty, who was attending remotely, says people could hear him but he couldn't hear them, and he believes his laptop connection may have been interfered with. He raised the issue at a meeting of Leicestershire Northern Municipal District today. Councillor McBrearty confirmed he has submitted a query to the Council's meeting administrator and suggested this and other matters may end up in the courts. And that's all for the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news again at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices this Wednesday evening, July 1st. The death has occurred of Noreen Gallagher Downing's. Removal from the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, this evening at 7 o'clock. Remains will then repose at her late uncle Dan Logue's residence in Downing's. Funeral leaving there on Saturday, going to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Charles Stewart Bogside, killed on Fanahy, reposing at his home until 10 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral service in Holy Trinity Church, Hornhead Road, Dunfanahy, on Friday at 2 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Clondahorkey Cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Holy Trinity Church, Dunfanahy, care of any family member or James Harkin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Ailish McGranahan Nee McGee, formerly of Emmett Park, Grahamsland Castle Finn. Her remains are reposing at her son John Patrick and daughter-in-law Mairead's home at Meadowview Town Park's Convoy until 10 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. Removal from there on Friday at 11:15, going to St Mary's Church Castle Finn for funeral mass at 12 noon, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Brintley Manor Nursing Home Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The death has taken place of John Quinn, 19 Coal Hill, Newton Cunningham. John's remains are reposing at his late residence today until 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. with rosary both nights at 9. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in St Columbus Church Cemetery, Drumahull. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has occurred of Malachy Boyle, Kilclooney. Requiem Mass in St Connell's Church at Kilclooney at 12 noon on Friday, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has occurred of Charlie O'Donnell, Ballurcairn Dunna. Charlie's remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there tomorrow at 10:20, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonna, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Oncology Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Blaine McCarran, Kelly's Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Sally McHugh, niece Smith, Ard Connell Ardra, formerly of Conlon Road, Kelly Beggs. Her remains are reposing at McCabe's funeral home today until 9 and tomorrow from 3 o'clock until 8 o'clock, followed by private removal to her late residence in Ard Connell, which is strictly private, please. Removal from there on Friday at 11:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, at 12 noon with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Donations, if desired, to Northwest Hospice Care, care of any family member or McCabe Funeral Directors. The funeral mass can be viewed on mcn.live. The death has taken place of Freddie McGee of Cotting Derry Beg and formerly of Gola Island. His remains will repose at Rorty's Funeral Home, Derry Beg, today until rosary at 8 o'clock. Freddie's funeral mass will take place tomorrow at 1 o'clock in St Columbkill's Church, Crockfalla, burial afterwards in Maharagelm Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and via MCM Media. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty Funeral Directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.